99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
All right, setting the bar stories. These are always stories that, you know, regardless of what happens to you today, you can always look back on this moment and say, you know what? Who has two thumbs and didn't do that?
This guy.
That's right. So, this, buckle up. Buckle up for this unusual love triangle, okay? If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your boyfriend live in your house without your husband being aware, then you're doing okay.
I'm sorry. Back the truck up. Doing a diagram. She's married and the boyfriend is living with them, but husband doesn't know.
Tracy's bold.
To say the least, that's an understatement. Oh, yeah. My God.
So this is out of Alabama. Tracy secretly letting Michael, who was her boyfriend, live in her house. This is the same house that she lives in with Frank. Frank is her husband.
Frank has no idea that Frank has another roommate.
Right. He does not. So when Frank came across Michael accidentally, thought he was an intruder, they both ended up shooting at each other.
Oh my God.
Yeah, injured each other. Thankfully, they're going to be okay. But here is a shocked neighbor and the sheriff's captain talking about this love triangle.
And we saw him bring out the suspect.
Oh, God.
yes, we're in the South.
This is so good. This is so good. Yeah, I want to hear that again.
And we saw him bring out the suspect. And the other man that was shot. And they both seemed to be okay. They weren't saying much. In fact, the suspect did not say a word. He looked like he was way out of it. My wife and I have lived here for 13 years, never ever saw anything going like this.
Well, never
saw anything like this
ever. And now wow. the sheriff's captain chimed in.
It was just a very odd scene to have to work with, something that I haven't seen that particular type case in 30 plus years.
So apparently the boyfriend Michael would limit his trips to the bathroom to stay hidden. Because they found that he had to improvise with jars.
Oh, God. Oh, really? Was he in the attic? Where were we stashing him? Do they have a secret hidden room?
Yeah, I guess it was just some room.
Wow.
That
just,
Frank.
Wow. I mean, I get it. Tracy's like, I can't really slip out and disappear for long periods of time. So to get my yum yum on the side, I need to have him right here in the house with me.
I just need to move him right in.
You know what? This is the best case scenario for everybody.
Yeah. And and thinking about it is like, there's got to be times when Frank's like, did you hear a noise? And Tracy's all like, nope. All right, that is setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting your boyfriend live in your house without your husband knowing, you're doing okay.
I need to know how long that was going on. I'm really curious. Like, how long was he living there before he was found out? I gotta know. I need to dive into this more. I'm gonna spend more time with it.
All right. That is setting the bar.